Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to build on the community. And as always, we're sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness with our new location at 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Come by to schedule an appointment for a massage, for a Reiki, for sports massage, for many different varieties. And also we have the gift massage for holiday season. So you can inbox me on Facebook, you can tweet me at rsteve44, or you can email me at tqmindbyrod@gmail.com. or go on to facebook.com/TQMind to find out about our gift holiday gift card specials, because we definitely have some big specials that you can give a gift of massage to your friends or loved ones. And once again, it's Tranquil Mind by Rod, Massage and Wellness, 304 East Diamond Avenue in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So let me know what you think about the gift of massage for the holiday season. And also, we're sponsored by ProFit Health and Fitness Center. And it gives you a variety of different options, from Zumba to yoga to kickboxing, the way to get healthy and fit to finish out 2014 and kick off 2015 the right way. Find out more at ProFit Health and Fitness Center. Inbox me, tweet me for more information. Now, this month of November, we came out of the homecoming season, so now homecoming is done. Now it's about finding that identity. And that's what we're going to talk about this month of November, about identity. And it's going to be from outer identity and also inner identity. But this topic here has been a hot-button topic in the news, in the media, in regards to the women and female anatomy. What a lot of women are doing right now, they're trying to take control and take responsibility for their anatomy, taking responsibility for how they're being depicted in the media and the news. So there's been a lot of pictures that have been circulating around the Internet in regards to how women are taking pictures of themselves. We're going to take it from both aspects. One aspect is the breastfeeding aspect and the functionality of the woman's body, and how breastfeeding has been a major aspect of how women are trying to take back the image and the perception of a woman's body, not only on pictures on the Internet, but also in public, where breastfeeding is trying to become more common, but there's a lot of different industries and different people that are trying to fight against breastfeeding in public. And then we're going to talk about the other aspect, the more social and cultural aspect, where women are trying to fight and trying to win a battle against the male perception of the female anatomy when it comes down to being openly out the neighborhood topless, sub-amazing topless, going to the beach topless, or even taking pictures on and posting them without having a shirt or a bra on. And this has been a really big controversial topic. But I've been having discussions throughout the week in regards to this topic when I first posted this. So I want to see what people think about this. 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this particular topic. Is it okay for a woman, if they choose to walk around topless, to breastfeed their child without a cover? You know, there are different aspects to this. I want to know what you think about this. 347-850-1228, or you can inbox me on Facebook /Rodney Stevenson. Let me know what you think about this particular topic, because I think it's very important that we talk about the identity, especially when it comes down to women, to women's body, female anatomy, and how it is perceived in this country. So before we go into that, we're going to have Toy Sugars on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. This is Love Talk. Let's go. And that was Toy Sugar's on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And we are keeping it moving right now with the topic Off the Top. And this is a topic that has been getting a lot of buzz on the internet, getting a lot of buzz just in general conversation about the perception of the female body. So we want to talk about from the functionality aspect of it right now. We're going to talk about the aspect of breastfeeding. Now, breastfeeding is a very important to human structure. I mean, there's so much that's talked about how the benefits of breastfeeding and the benefits of children who are breastfed. And, you know, I say that it's very important. Both my children were breastfed, and I feel like that was very important for the development and the structure of my children. So, you know, so when women are out in the open and they want to breastfeed their children, and people get so much brushback. These women get so much brushback for doing this. There's a really big issue with this. The women say that there's not enough areas for women to breastfeed in a public forum that where they have discretion and privacy. There's an aspect where there's not an understanding when it comes down to breastfeeding a child how important it is. On an airplane, if a woman is, you know, one needs to breastfeed their child, but their child is hungry, why is it an issue that potentially could stop the plane or get somebody kicked off a plane because they want to breastfeed their child? This is the extent that it has gone in this country, in this society, when it comes down to the perception of breasts. Breasts should not be considered taboo. Breasts should be considered part of functionality, a part of the fact of nature and the circle of life, in essence, when it comes down to breastfeeding their child. And this country has made it where it is almost illegal for women to do their, you know, what they feel is the their maternal right to feed their child in public. So now you got these women that are taking pictures of the just the natural process of breastfeeding their child, and they're getting a lot of brushback from that. Recently, as far as from a celebrity standpoint, you had people like Giselle Bundchen, Liz Milano, all those people that wanted to post pictures of breastfeeding their child, and people got on them. They really went hard on them because of the fact that they put this out there in the open. Thinking about just the picture of Alyssa Milano, she was actually preparing for a role. She's getting, you know, makeup and hair done, and she was breastfeeding her child at the same time. I think that shows a sign of strength that she was showing, that she was able to do all this stuff but still at the same time take care of her child. But people don't look at it from that aspect. They look at, unfortunately, the media is run by, who said it? That's Keira Knightley said, the media is run by older white men. So older white men control what is and is not acceptable in society because of the fact that these older white men are the ones that control the concept of media. And that's on all levels. You don't look at it from any different aspect of bias, of perception, of the way this country is seen is based off of, you know, the concept of older white men that are dominating the media that want to show what they need to show. And like I said, you can go on many different levels with that. We saw that with the election this past week. Just not even getting into that aspect, but it just comes down to it is a political move when it becomes an object of topic of discussion. You know, that we have to discuss the fact that is a female able to express themselves in a picture or openly when it comes down to their breasts? Because it seems like a lot of times men feel like they have control over a woman's breast, and that's where one problem comes from. The perception, female anatomy, the perception of a female body, period. You know, from as a person that, for a career, spends time dealing with muscles, dealing with joints, dealing with the human anatomy in general, I see the female anatomy, the female body, as a very beautiful object. I feel like it's an object that should be respected and should be appreciated in all levels, and that's the thing. But the media and what society has done in this community, they have turned the female anatomy and the female body into a sexual object only used for visual and physical gratification. And that is wrong if we continue to allow that in our society. Again, this is the Genetics of Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Total Production, Total Entertainment. We're talking about off the top. We're talking about the perception and the ideal of the female anatomy, especially when it comes down to a woman's breast in society. We're talking about from a breastfeeding standpoint right now. We're talking about how the functionality of a woman's body should be appreciated, should be respected, and not looked upon as something that should not happen, something that should not occur, something that should not go on. We've gotten this mindset now in our society that breastfeeding should not be seen, that breastfeeding should not be to not be able to be done in a public forum. And that is wrong if women have to be shunned or try to hide in a corner if they have to breastfeed their child. Now, if a woman wants to be discreet and put a blanket or so over their child with a breastfeeding, that should be up to them. But if a woman feels that, you know what, I'm not going to suffocate my child, I'm not going to put a blanket or something like that over their face, that should be open as well. And that's the thing. Let the mother decide what they feel is ideal for their child. If they feel like their child should be covered, then fine. If they feel like they should not be covered, then let them be able to feed their children without having to cover up and try to make it in a way that they have to be ashamed to breastfeed their child. And this feeds into the next aspect of this. We're talking about the personal and the social aspect of the woman's anatomy and the woman's body. Lately, there's been a lot of people who have been fighting in order to have women be allowed, if they choose to be topless. And there is this big fight over this in a lot of major cities. In New York City, right now, it is legal for a woman to be topless, you know, if they choose, if they want to go sunbathing topless in the park, if they're on the beach and they want to be topless, it is legal in New York City. And New York City is one of the few cities in this country where that is legal to do. And some people embrace it. I say a lot of people embrace it because of the fact that they feel that they're looking at the fact that the female anatomy should not be ogled, the female anatomy should not be sexualized, the female anatomy should not be considered only a visual sexual object. But there are still a lot of people that try to put it on some sort of moral ground that is immoral or disrespectful to be topless in our society, in our community. So this is where the conflict and the situation begins when it comes down to what is considered moral, what's considered immoral. So this is where the huge discussions have come from. And I want to hear what people think about this. 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this particular topic, because I want to see where a lot of people stand on this here. I had a poll up saying that is it wrong for a woman to be in public topless? And majority of people said depends on the situation. And what they were stating in regards to that was, you know, the breastfeeding aspect, or if it's if they're posing for art or an aspect like that. But if a woman wants to sunbathe, that's a problem. Or if a woman feels like, okay, they're out on the beach or they're out in the public area and they decide not to wear a shirt and decide not to wear a bra, that's considered disrespectful and immoral. When a man can walk around without a shirt, the man doesn't have to wear some sort of undergarment, and it's okay. And this is where the issue becomes when it comes down to this particular topic. Why is it immoral for a woman and not immoral for a man? And that's where the concept of the battle that happened in New York, that happened in San Francisco, which is another city that recognizes that a woman could go without wearing a top if they choose to. There's only a few select cities in this country. And this is the dilemma. I mean, so I was in a discussion earlier today about this topic, and the person I was in discussion with once said, okay, go back to your history. So my, you know, I was talking about how people that feel that a woman's body should not be seen is because of the fact that this culture and this society has made it shameful. And it comes down to, okay, why is it shameful? But a lot of people feel, okay, that's just how it is. It should be covered up. You know, the woman's body should be covered up. It's all about respecting. It's not about not being ashamed of their body. It's about just being respectful for their body. And it goes, and so I said, okay, let me research, because, you know, this person said, you know, I should research and go back to find out why, you know, where this came about, where people feel that it's shame. So that's basically go. It's in the Bible chapter, not to be preachy. Genesis 3rd chapter, basically everything went down was serpent went to Eve, said, you know, Eve, you know, take a bite of this fruit, and, you know, you'll know more things than you thought you ever know. Eve takes a bite of the fruit, gives it to Adam. Adam takes a bite of the fruit. Adam looks at Eve and says, hey, you're not wearing anything. Eve says, you're not wearing anything either. God's looking down at them, and they put these fig leaves over them because they felt that they were ashamed. That's the beginning. But did that really happen in you know, when you go back to the ancient times? Did that really happen? Or was the covering more of a necessity thing when it came down to sandstorms and to wind and to insects and things like that? See, the way I gather it, Genesis 3rd chapter was a concept that was done by King James. Now remember, when you look at it from the religious aspect, King James was not the originator, but the original author of the Bible. Basically what he did, he created a remixed version of the Bible because of the fact that there were so many different versions of the Bible out there, that he was trying to make one general version where everybody could come to the same understanding of what was going on. So possibly due to this over hundreds of years, when it comes down to the validity of some of the parables, some of the stories, and some of the things that were kept in and left out of the Bible, where this particular topic of the fig leaf and the shame could have been just a way of King James saying, you know what, we have to make sure we have control over what is going on in this country, which was Germany at the time, and he might have put that in there to show people that, okay, hey, it must be wrong to dress a certain way. I have to cover up because that's what the Bible says. So it could have been a political move by King James where Genesis 3rd chapter came about. Or it could have been a part of it. We really won't know for sure if that's what it is. But when you look at the societal and cultural aspect of it, of clothing in general, you look at how most of it was for necessity, not for, you know, a moral standing. But this country here and this society created this boundary as a moral backing. I mean, it wasn't until almost 100 years ago, not even 100 years ago, 90 years ago, where women couldn't even wear a skirt above their ankle because that was considered sexual. So if that was the case here because of this conservative Protestant movement that a country has, that the United States of America has, you really think that the whole issue of a woman not be able to bear her breasts in public was something that wasn't ingrained in our heads for hundreds of years? Think about this. For those who are of African descent, a lot of our ancestors, when they came over in this country, they did not have any clothing. But they were forced to put clothing on because it was considered immoral for women, especially, to have their breasts out. Because that's what the Western European Protestant culture has created in our society. And that's where this comes from. That's where the morality issue comes from when it comes down to a woman exposing their breasts. It's not about being, you know, respectful. It's not about being, trying to make it where it's supposed to be a guarded issue. It's about the fact that the Protestant religion, especially, but the Western culture in general, made it where the woman's body should be covered only for the man. And that's where the issue comes from. That's why a lot of these women are trying to show that there should be empowerment when it comes down to their own bodies. And I respect that, and I don't have a problem with it. Some people look at my point of view on this particular aspect and think that this is a perverted point of view, or this is a point of view of a man that just wants to see breasts, and that's not the case at all. The case is, and the point is, that anybody who feels like they want to represent themselves in a certain way, anybody that feels that they should have the freedom and the respect to do or show themselves in a certain light, they should be willing to do that. Now, you know, you look at it from a male perspective and how frontal nudity was not even shown on movies until recently, until probably the past 10, 15 years. And this was spawned because of the fact that women were fighting over the fact that they are being shown as sexual objects for decades. Women's breasts and women's, you know, vagina were shown on movies and on television as nothing but a sexual object. So when a man shows their, you know, when a man's body is being shown on TV or in a movie, it is looked at as a taboo thing. That's something that's supposed to be censored. And it goes back to what I mentioned earlier where the media and that comes in movies are run by middle-aged and older white men. So this is what they want to see. If there was artists or there were directors or producers that felt that the human body should be seen from all aspects, then we would not have an NC-17 rating when male frontal nudity is out there. And it has been eased recently, but it's still considered very strong taboo. Look how 50 Shades of Grey has been talked about, scrutinized, you know, mused over because of the fact that, one, it has a large amount of male frontal nudity, and two, because it does show a lot of the female anatomy as well. But when it comes down to a woman's breast, right now it's at the point where it can be seen as passé because people are trying to get more comfortable with it. But when it comes down to a general person, to an average person that wants to show their breasts, it's a problem. And that's the double standard of this society. That's the double standard of this country. And that's why I feel that this topic is important to talk about, because we have to realize and recognize where our society is when it comes down to woman anatomy. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Productions, Twilight Entertainment. And this whole month is about identity. So we're talking about female identity initially. And talking about breasts right now, talking about how this country perceives women's breasts and how people perceive that it's still looked at as not for functionality, not for artistic value. If you want to take artistic pictures of a woman, it's looked at more of as women are still looked at as a sexual object. That's why women wear these push-up bras. That's why women wear these different things to try to accentuate their breasts, because it's still looked at as a sexual object. Now, we just came out of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there's a couple times during the month there's a time where people who have fought breast cancer, people who survive breast cancer, have encouraged women to go a day without wearing a bra. A lot of women take apprehension to that because they feel that a bra is so essential to their wardrobe. It's so essential to who they are, in essence, because of how it makes them look, the self-consciousness and the self-perception of them, of how a bra is effective in their lives. And once again, brazier was created by a man. So brazier was created by a man, a European man, because of the fact that there was this concept of what breasts should look like. When you go back to the Greeks and Romans, the concept of any type of undergarment for a female was created during the Greek and Roman Empire, because in the Roman Empire, breasts that were large, breasts that were considered quote-unquote saggy, were deemed as illegal, were deemed as nasty, were deemed as shunned upon by the Roman and Greek Empire, thus the undergarment for the women. This is where it comes from. So this is why this is, you know, once again, men dictating to women how they're supposed to look. So if women are going to give me a hard time about this, about how I feel about this particular topic, let them. Because I'm not ashamed to say that I feel that women should have a right to decide and dictate how their body is being perceived. So when you see someone like Keira Knightley say, I'm going to take a picture, but I'm going to take a picture, I'm going to take a topless, unadulterated, uncensored picture, no Photoshop, no alterations to the picture, and want to do it naturally, I have complete respect for that. When we have people that say, you know, I want to take pictures of me breastfeeding my child because I feel that it's very important, it's a natural state of life, and I want to show the beauty of breastfeeding, I have no problem with that. So you can come at me all you want. You can text me, tweet me, inbox me, email me about how you feel about the situation. That's why I want people to tell me what they think about the situation, because I feel that it's something that is important that we grasp the fact of how people perceive the woman's body, how people perceive our bodies in general. And it comes from a man's perspective, from a woman's perspective. The human body has been so trivialized, so sexualized, so deemed as immoral or nasty when you see the human body, that it creates this self-consciousness and this lack of self-identity in our community. So we have to fight that, because if we don't see ourselves in a certain light, if we can't even look at ourselves in a mirror when we don't have any clothes on, then how can we go into public and how can we display and open ourselves up to the fact that saying, I love who I look like, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show people this is me no matter what. And that's why it's important that we have these conversations. So next week we're going to talk about, it's called From the Bottom, because now there's this infatuation, this bottoms with the behind, with the backside. And this is something that has grown into a fascination or a taboo, either way you look at it, when it comes down to the shape, the size, dimensions, the perception of especially a female's behind. So that's what we're talking about all this month, about identity. And then we're going to follow that up with a call, I Love Myself, talking about self-identity, talking about these selfies that people take, and talking about how we need to make sure that we're showing that we love ourselves and not trying to hide behind the camera or hide behind the selfie. So this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and as always, thank you for making these 30 minutes a part of your day. So until next time, we'll talk.